Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It is Labor Day weekend. I think the first thing you need to do once you're done with work is stop by Brewers Outlet. I think you need to stock up. There's plenty of football to watch this weekend. Got high school games tonight, by the way, of course, to take in. But then you're going to kick back and enjoy tomorrow. Penn State, Syracuse, among other games. Some games on Sunday, even a game Monday night between Pitt and Florida State. So you want beverages. Happened to mention beer? Yeah, they have beer. And by the way, fresh roasted peanuts, snacks. You need to be fully prepared and fully stocked for the weekend. It is Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors here with 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Kevin is officially in La La Land.
I'm in L.A. Sweet.
You are, you'll be worthless the next hour.
We have you another hour to go yet? Oh, man.
You have your opener tonight. You spent 20 to 21 hours writing the open, forgetting that there was another 3 hours of the game after it.
Oh, no. I've been working on this game for at least a month.
A month?
For the whole thing.
Really?
You would think that it was good. With that much preparation, I'd sound good.
I'm sure you'll sound great. You always sound great.
Well, with every new day, there's fresh hope.
Nope, you always sound great. You'll do a terrific job. So, looking forward to a great high school season.
Yeah, I got a chance to get it cranked up last night with Community Night at Shikellamy Stadium. And had a chance to, kind of meet the team outside of a practice situation, which is always kind of fun.
Let's get a read on Syracuse. Nate Mink, who used to be with StateCollege.com, is now at Syracuse.com. Nate, what are you looking for in tomorrow's matchup with the Nittany Lions and the Orange?
Yeah, well, I think you have to start with the quarterback position for both teams. Obviously, two new first-year starting quarterbacks. But I'm going to really focus on the supporting cast for each team. I think Syracuse's best players on offense have to play really well if they want to have a chance at winning. That includes the left tackle, Sean Hickey, the center, Mac McPherson, the running backs, Jerome Smith, Prince Tyson Gully, and the only proven wide receiver in their unit right now, Jared West. For Penn State, they obviously have a lot more proven offensive talent that they can deploy. Obviously, the three tight ends and Lehman and James and Kyle Carter and Allen Robinson on the outside, and obviously Zwinax an ox of a tailback back there. So I think for Syracuse to really have a chance early, they have to establish a run, and they have to just bludgeon Penn State's front seven. There's the strength of the Syracuse offense, without a doubt, rests in their running back unit. Penn State, given their scholarship limitations and their depth issues at linebacker and across the defensive line, I think that is where Syracuse needs to attack and try to exploit on Saturday for them to have a chance to win.
The special teams component in an opening game, how important can that be considering the opening game and the fact teams don't really do that at full speed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hitting yardage is going to be such an important part of this because, and again, it goes back to the quarterback position. You want to put your quarterback, whoever the guy is, in a position to succeed. I mean, you don't want to constantly have to have him start at his own 10 or his own 15 and have to, drive 85 yards down the field. I mean, you want to obviously set up some field position through the return game. And I think Syracuse, their special teams units were a little bit shaky last year. They've made some upgrades in those areas. This year they're putting some of their backup tailbacks on the kick return unit, George Morris II, and Devontae McFarland, both of them redshirted last year for Syracuse. They have really good vision, and I think can definitely help them out in that area. And the other thing I think is Syracuse, and it goes back to the depth issue, Syracuse is going to have the luxury to maybe play some of their regular starters on some of those special teams units. Penn State, I think you might see them be a little bit more cautious in putting a Mike Hall, a Glenn Carson, some of their more regular linebackers on those core special teams units just because it may increase their chance of injury or what have you.
Interesting. What about the Syracuse kickers having to kick outdoors? I mean, I know they've done it the entire preseason, but their numbers are successful at times because of where they kick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's certainly easier to kick in a controlled climate. But, you know, Ross Krautmann, Syracuse's place kicker, is a senior. He's been around. He's kicked in a lot of big moments. One of the best freshman kickers 3 years ago for them, and it kind of dropped off the previous 2 years. But I think that more so that has to do with how high the bar was set as a freshman. I think he'll be all right. He's improved his leg strength. He was a little banged up with a minor groin injury in the middle of camp, but he's now 100% healed from that, and he'll be back. And I think he's a weapon for them. Probably anything longer than 46, 47, you might not see them take a chance at it. Kickoffs, you'll see a kid named Ryan Norton probably handle most of the right. Kickoff duties. He has a powerful leg. And the punter, Dixon, I think, Fisher, he's a weapon also, I think.
And by the way, Sam Rogers is the long snapper for Syracuse. He's a state college kid.
As a matter of fact, they also have Chris Gould, Robbie's brother, helping as a GA in the kicking game too.
Yep, they do. And Sammy is the long snapper. So just want to make sure everyone recognizes that there'll be a little state college influence in this game as well on the Syracuse side. For Penn State, talking about the quarterbacks and so forth, what about the Butterworth-Ficken combination?
Well, you know, I obviously had a chance to see them play last year quite a bit because I covered Penn State. They have to be better, and I think from all accounts, they have gotten better. And I think that's mostly a product of, number one, the hard work that they've put in the offseason, but also a testament to Craig Fitzgerald and his strength and conditioning program. I mean, Sam Ficken's leg, from my understanding, has gotten a lot stronger. He's more consistent on some long field goals, and I think they're really going to have to execute, beyond 40 and beyond 45 to make sure you can come away with points on the board and not, you know, constantly get into having to go for it on fourth down, you know, deep in your own territory again like they did quite often last year. Butterworth, you know, again, he was a guy a little inconsistent at times. He put the ball inside the 20 quite a bit, but I think his net average is only around 38 yards or so. I think you're going to have to see an improvement from there. But you know, it definitely helps having a year's worth of experience, no doubt.
And on the national scene, Nick, what to you are the storylines in the month of September you are interested to see as to whether they develop or don't develop?
In terms of Syracuse or overall national?
Overall national picture.
You know, I think it's important. You know, I think you start down in College Station, and that's going to be everyone's going to be watching Johnny Football and Texas A&M to see if they can truly, you know, walk the walk after they talk the talk. And you know, the Alabama test early on is a big one. Just I think from the ACC's perspective as well, they have some tests early on. Obviously, Saturday night, Clemson plays Georgia.
Right.
That's going to be a big, big game for to see if the ACC has a legitimate national championship contender, I think. And then you obviously move into the SEC, and that's, you know, what can you say? I mean, that league is again, I think, head and shoulders above everyone else just in terms of the difference makers on both sides of the ball, the coaching, particularly, you know, the front sevens at some of those powerhouses. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out as well.
Nate, always a pleasure. Thanks for carving out some time for us today.
Nate Mink, Syracuse.com. Now for the big question of the day on the show.
Yes.
Did Reichle change as much as Lawrence intimated in the promo?
Well, you'll be able to find out shortly. He has made his way, or will make his way into the studio here in a few minutes. So you'll be able to ask, and you'll be able to find out.
So what's running through your head right now?
Numbers and names, quite honestly. That's always the one thing that I've always struggled with, is numbers and names, matching them up.
Huh. Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the one thing, because as you go through, I think the toughest thing with high school football, especially with teams like a Mount Carmel, a lot of their receivers are low numbers. So where you'd normally expect to see 80s, there's a lot of single-digit numbers. And you get a three on one side and a four on the other, and it's a little confusing.
I totally understand that. Completely understand that.
No, Reichle's now walked in to answer your question.
I know what I think before the game starts.
Nothing. Pretty much, what's for dinner? That's what you're thinking. So,
you know, it depends on what, you know, Jack and I may talk some politics at some point, you know, whatever.
That reminds me, there's going to be a nice little celebration here in a week for Jack and many others. Isn't it next Saturday that they honor his team?
No, he was not on that team.
Oh, I thought he was on that team.
The 73 team?
Yeah.
73 teams next week, and he was not on that team.
Oh, okay. I got my numbers. I got my information confused.
Yeah. Have you become a better listener, somebody who looks at all points of view? I mean, did you have some sort of accident in the bathroom where you hit your head or what?
That's what he wants to know from you, Ben.
Steve, the world's round, and everybody should take that into consideration. Well-rounded views and everybody's opinion can be pertinent at times.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Wow.
Yeah. That's, I mean, because he did the promo yesterday, and I have to admit, I was in hysterics. So, Ben, you're there right now, and you're looking at Kevin. Is he half the basket case I'm envisioning him to be?
Oh, Steve, it's a wicker basket.
It's a wicker basket.
It's the whole package. I mean, you know, when you used to see in the older movies, and I'm talking about when they used to travel, the African Queen, when Humphrey Bogart's hauling her suitcase or her chest in there, had all the different Paris, London, Tokyo, Frankfurt, all those stickers on it. You might as well put those on Kevin and just mail them out. That's how.
His says Canton, Troy, Milton, Danville, Sealands Grove.
And then there's this real long one that says Shikalimi.
Ben, are you going to be following me tonight?
No, I won't.
You're going to be following me on Twitter tonight?
Well, I will have to be, I guess. But and Steve,
do you tweet during the game?
No, I tweet. I tweet. I try to do it during pregame or before the game.
I mean, during commercials, do you tweet?
No, not real. Once in a great while, if there's something really worthwhile.
No, but Steve, he gets irritated when Coach Hort tweets during the action. Kevin gets a little bent out of shape there.
Ben. Coach Hort would have no clue what Twitter is.
Listen, the day he knows what it is, let alone uses it, I'm done. I'm hanging up the headphones.
Well, Steve, you remember this. Remember when Coach Paterno, I think it was out at one of the Big Ten conferences in Chicago, talked about how did he talk. He referred to it as tweeting. I mean, whatever he was talking about.
Tweety Bird.
It got played all over, which, again, you know, the generational, the cultural, and that information. But, Steve, a couple quick questions on the Penn State team. Forget yeah. about quarterback, forget about safety. Can you tell us, and again, playing small-time college football, the traveling was fairly interesting. When a team leaves, when they eat, we used to stop and work out yeah. somewhere. But for Penn State, what is their travel schedule?
Well, I'm not part of it today because I have a baseball game here tonight, and then I'm going to drive myself. But normally I'm a part of the traveling party and will be for the next four trips. But it was I opted out on this one because of baseball tonight. But what they do is they'll have meetings at the building. They will then send out three buses to the airport. Bus one happens to be support staff and so forth, so that's normally the one I'm on. And the reason they do it in support staff, followed by offense, followed by defense, is because it's easier to go through security with the TSAs. It makes it flow easier. Everybody, they travel on a 757. United now is the carrier. They usually will lift off. They're probably flying out of here maybe 10 minutes from now. It's 4:30 is usually takeoff. It's not going to be a long trip for them to go into Newark. They'll then get to the hotel. Once they get to the hotel, they'll sit down and they'll eat. And then they'll have meetings. And after a series of positional meetings, they will then have for Catholics, and they'll also have for Protestants, Mass. And they'll usually have that maybe 8:39 tonight. And that's elective. And then out of that, they'll then have what's called snack, which is actually well-stocked. But again, they're football players. They burn a lot of calories. And everything's nutritionally set out. Then tomorrow morning, they'll get up. They'll have breakfast, but then it'll be followed by positional meetings.
What time, Steve, are they?
7:30,
8 o'clock?
No. There's a continental breakfast at 8, but I think they have to be at breakfast tomorrow. I want to say 9 or 9:30 tomorrow. It's later
mm-hmm.
Because it's a 3:30 game, so they time it out. In fact, I don't think they have breakfast till 10. They time it out. And then out of that, they'll have meetings. There's some free time for them. They have to then be on the buses. Well, tomorrow's a 3:30 game, so they have to be on the buses by 12:45, and the buses pull out at 1 o'clock. Bill always leaves 2.5 hours before the game. They'll then get taped at the stadium. Joe would leave an hour. Joe's idea was to get to the stadium. Actually, Bill, they'll pull out earlier than that. I'll bet they pull out at 12:30. The idea is to get there by 1 o'clock. He wants to get there by 1 o'clock. That's the reason, okay? And they'll tape at the stadium. Joe would get there an hour later because Joe would have them taped at the hotel.
Okay.
That's the difference. And then when they get there, they get taped and the whole deal, and they usually get out onto the field about 90 minutes before kickoff. And then they go through their usual pregame routines, and you go from there. So, that's what they do on the road. That is the road routine.
It lights out 10:30, 11, or bed check 10:30, 11?
There's no need for a bed check. It's a pretty mature team. They'll have lights out at, I think, 11 or 11:30 tonight, one of the two.
Now, for Steve, lights out is 2:30 tomorrow morning with a wake-up call right. with a wake-up call at about 1 o'clock in which he will start to get out of bed, get himself around, and be at the stadium at, 1:55, which will put him in the seat for the tailgate show at 1:59:30.
Sounds like well-planned itinerary.
I will be there, Ben. My guess is around 2 this morning.
Okay, we're driving up tonight.
Right, because the game is at 7:05 tonight. I usually build in the fact that between everything, including post-game, I'll probably be done about 10. It'll take me maybe because there won't be a lot of traffic at the hours I'm driving, so I might be able to get there between 1:30 and 2, and I'll probably be up by 8 or so, and then probably get a bite to eat about 9, and
you're about
watch game day, and then Jack and I will drive over. I don't know, 1 o'clock. I don't know.
No,
we're on the air at 2. I guess we'll drive at 12:30.
Yeah, Jack will fly in tonight from Pittsburgh, then, or tomorrow morning.
Jack actually went with the team.
Oh, okay.
He came up. He drove up here, rented a car, drove up here, flew up with the team. But he's staying overnight. after the game. I'm going to take him back to the hotel because he and Joanne are going to Maine for the rest of the weekend. And he's just going to leave out of New York. So that's why he went up with the team instead of flying from Pittsburgh round trip.
Steve, when you see the Danville exit on Interstate 80, you're about 3 hours from your destination.
Good. I remember that.
And it will not say Danville exit, the home of Kevin Herr.
It won't say that. Although I may spray paint it later before you come through, just for that reason.
Oh, boy. News coming up at the bottom of the hour.
And I may be a part of it tomorrow at this time.
Yeah, if you do what you say you're going to do.
That's right.
Hey, Steve, he's woken up now. He's out of the basket. Now he's just a case.
Look, listen to him. He's bouncing off the walls. Oh. He gets mad at me, Ben, that I don't bounce off the walls.
Well, I think you're a little more seasoned, I would say, than he might be.
It's been 5 months since I called a game. I forget what it feels like.
Steve, going back, I heard a little bit driving up to the studio. Last night, college football galore. You had a smorgasbord, yeah. And that Utah State game was excellent. I will say this, but yeah. Your thoughts on the promotion and of course ESPN being the mothership of college football now, or at least how they promote themselves.
Sure.
Your thoughts on that Thursday opening night.
I thought there was some fun football to watch. South Carolina opened up early, made some big plays. That was fun. I thought Rutgers and Fresno State was an offensive explosion. USC started slowly and then finally beat Hawaii. And I thought the Vanderbilt-Ole Miss game with the dramatic finish set the tone for the season. And I think there's going to be a lot of good college football. News next. We're brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a Ford Fiesta four-door sedan, SEL 11995, 2006 Pontiac Solstice two-door convertible, super low miles, only 15521. 2011 Hyundai Sonata 2.4-liter hybrid for just 17887. A 2010 Honda Odyssey five-door EXL 22775. 2011 Lincoln MKZ, four-wheel drive, four-door, 34,822. And a 2010 Cadillac DTS, four-door sedan, 24,595. Call 888-536-8017.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24/7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Joey Chestnut eats 14 pounds of ribs in 12 minutes. What a loser. All right.
Ben, turn your mic on. What? Your statistic, where that's your statistic of the day?
Oh, boy, I tell you what, just don't take him to a buffet. All you can eat buffet, the people will walk you out as fast as they can.
My goodness. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. That's where you stock up, okay? Beverages, snacks, fresh roasted peanuts, pickle bar. Did I mention they have beer? Oh, yeah. It's Labor Day weekend. Football. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Keywords 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. I've asked this question to everybody this week, Ben. I'll ask you as well. What makes a high school Friday night special to you? Why is a high school Friday night in Pennsylvania? Now, it's warmer tonight, but when it's a crisp, cool evening, what do you love about it?
Well, looking at it from a standpoint, and I did hear a little bit of the show yesterday and heard you guys talking about that, and I think we talked a little bit on the mark this morning, but being a player, growing up in the town of Seals Grove, the borough of Seals Grove, and going to these games as in junior high, then being able to play and being able to be involved in the community, it is just a great community sense. And be it a Friday night, be it the setting, be it the atmosphere, but the community sense. There's people who have said for years in certain communities, if unfortunately somebody would want to rob a business or a home, they could probably get away with it because 99% of the people are at the football game. Sure. And it is just that I really, you know, it's the Norman Rockwell. Personally, to me, it's the Norman Rockwell scenario of just a community, the youth, the seasoned folks coming together, you know, the older folks coming together. And it creates a unique atmosphere, Steve, that I will say it's hard to explain to friends of mine who never grew up around high school football and even college football, small town football like the Susquehannas or like Homings, the Bloomsburgs compared to Penn State. But when you talk to people who are not from, you know, pick a place but didn't have that high school or college relationship with particularly football, sometimes it's hard to explain to them. But it is very unique, and particularly tonight on the high school level opening night. You know, Kevin should be pumped up, and it is a very unique experience for those who take part.
The Norman Rockwell comment I found to be very insightful. We always are constantly moving forward with something, especially technology. I mean, the phone that you hold in your hand now is nowhere near the phone that you held in your hand 5 years ago, a far cry from 10 years ago, and didn't exist 20 years ago. So technology, how everything moves forward all the time. And then you get to a high school Friday night, and the roots of the community are on display on a Friday night. Small town comes together. It's your hometown team. That's your band. There's a different sound to a high school band than any other kind of music that you hear. The cheerleaders, their opportunity to finally shine. The color guard and what they bring to the table for the band. And then it's the actual game itself. It's shorter. There isn't a huge time investment, couple hours on a Friday night. But that's the name of your town on the name of the uniform or up on the scoreboard. And you get a chance to see friends from your neighborhood, friends from other parts of town, people that have come back, and for them it's their homecoming. And I think there's something about that that a lot of people in a city don't understand. Because this is the fabric, a high school Friday night, not just the game, but the community part, that is actually the fabric of this of the country all the way through. That fabric of neighbors together, having fun, having something in common to be one with. I think there's just something really special about it. And when you fly over Pennsylvania on a Friday night, which I've done many a time in my life, and to see the dots of lights.
Oh, Steve.
And those are the high school stadiums there, and it's communities together as one.
Steve, I said the exact thing years ago. I fly to the West Coast on a Friday, leaving Harrisburg at 6:30, going to Chicago. Well, you know what the flight route is. Western PA, yeah. Ohio, and Indiana. Mm-hmm. And the lights just peppered. The stadium's just peppered. And again, you're if I could put that Norman Rockwell, take it one more step, almost a Friday night football game to a degree for some folks. Now, this isn't for everybody, for a lot of folks. It slows the merry-go-round of life down. And boy, here you are. You can talk to your neighbor. You can talk to somebody. You know, you're seeing your neighbor's daughter in the band or in the cheerleading squad. You're seeing your neighbor's son playing. Maybe just slows down that merry-go-round of life.
And it really does. And it brings that sense of community together. And if there is some success, there's a sense of pride within the community.
Well, Steve, you go to a school that, and I'm going to be biased. You take a school like Berwick. When their football team is running on all eight cylinders, there is a hum in the community. I mean, there's things that are going on, and I'm not deferring academics at all. Selinsgrove Grove a couple of years ago when they made the run into the States, it changes a community. Now, years ago, and you've seen it, Shikellamy Wrestling back in the 80s, Boy, they just had a juggernaut going. Go to a college campus, and again, I'll use a little bit of the smaller schools, the Susquehannas and like Comings and Bloomsburg. You know, nice that Penn State plays at 3:30 and sometimes later that you can get to see two games. But the buzz on a college campus on a Saturday afternoon, be it Penn State or be it a Susquehanna, it just creates a different type of atmosphere when you're having some success in sports. Now, and again, it isn't for everybody, and the academics are important.
No,
but
of
it's
course.
Just it is a buzz and an atmosphere that is just a very positive.
And that's why, you know, there will be people that will bring the radios to the games tonight. They want to hear Kevin mention their son's name.
Mm-hmm.
They want Kevin to paint the picture for them. There'll be a lot of radios in the stands this evening wanting to listen to what he has to say because he's become, along with Dick Hort, part of the fabric of what they do and enjoy on a Friday night. And I just, you know, I just... You know, I go as a spectator. I haven't broadcast a high school game except maybe an all-star game 20 years ago. It's probably the last high school anything I did. But I'll go to games, enjoy them, like seeing old friends. And it's neat to be a part of. I know a lot. It isn't for everybody. Everybody has their own tastes. You know, I mean, if there's an arts and crafts fair, a lot of people go to those and they have the same experience, but it's just in a different venue. That's all. And I think it's a lot of fun. Kevin, you okay there, bud? You all right?
What?
There we go. That's what we thought, yeah.
Steve, do I have to do something now?
Steve's having his pregame, the masseuse guy here. And they have Kevin on the table, and they're giving his pregame massage, so he's ready.
Pregame massage?
Yeah, they have the hot rocks on his back right now. He almost is dressed like Geraldo Rivera was in the picture Geraldo has out. But Kevin is getting his pregame massage.
No, it doesn't look like the Geraldo photo.
What will you eat pregame tonight?
I probably won't tonight.
First game, Steve. First game, season jitters. He's on edge.
But you know what? But to be honest with you, Ben, and all kidding aside, Jimmy Cephalo lectured in my class 2 years ago, and Jimmy does the Dolphins games. And one of the students in my class asked him, "Do you get nervous before a broadcast?" And he said, before he played a game, and of course he's played on the biggest stage. He played in the Super Bowl. He scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl even. Jimmy said, "Yeah, I do. I feel it before a game, just like when I was playing. I mean, and, you know, so he gets like that, and I can tell Kevin obviously gets like that."
Oh, shit! I think we all tonight. I'll go up and do sidelines of a game, and yeah, you're well. You know, being nervous,
no, Ben. No,
the day I don't get like that is going to be a problem.
Yeah, I said, being nervous is you know you're prepared. You want to do well, and I think it's a positive. I think it's you know when you can create the picture for the people to see the game and you know what it's interesting Steve when the people are in the stands and the headphones are on the radios are on they're listening to it, when you can create the picture I mean there's an art to doing that and doing it well and Kevin and Coach Hort certainly have
they
done
do an
it well
awesome job
yeah
great job great I mean not just a good job do a great job but in terms of the nerves before the game. I'm sorry. I apologize. Because I know you can't stand me. I got that.
There are no nerves. I've seen it. It's okay. That's right. Now, it's just the first game, though.
See, if you weren't there, you wouldn't believe it, would you?
No. Well, no, and no, I've worked with you for a couple of years now. I believe it. I would have believed it. But, yeah, if I wouldn't have worked with you as long as we have, no, I would probably not have believed it. But for me, it's just the first game.
I don't know why. Everybody else tells me they are, blah, 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 and I don't know why. I can't explain it that I'll be tomorrow like I am right now.
Yeah, see, it's just the first game, though. I get through it after the
first
game.
But, isn't that part of preparation? And I'll say this, going back into college, I remember, we as a defense felt so prepared for some games, and maybe Jackie, you feel so prepared,
sure.
And you're not cocky, you're just so confident, and you're anxious to just get going because you wanted to start doing what you need to do to win the game.
Right, I just want to get started so the season mm-hmm. starts. I mean, that's how I feel in terms of doing it. You'll always have surprises in a game because that's what makes any game intriguing, because there's no script for a game. But in terms of being prepared for any eventuality, oh, yeah. I mean, that's why you're not nervous.
You know, speaking of being prepared, where's Ken from Milton? I mean, I'm all prepared for his call. It's Friday night in the high school football season. He called earlier. Where are you?
Well, Steve, could I throw this out about yesterday's and the college games, yesterday getting started? I thought it such a relief, and I did see the kickoff of North Carolina, South Carolina, caught a little bit of the mm-hmm. pregame. I felt a little relief, though, a lot of relief, I'll say, when the game was being played on the field, instead of talking about a quarterback or talking about, you know, this suspension or that, to finally get the game being played on the field, I thought was a positive.
Well, no question, because that's exactly how I felt 365 days ago. Seriously, once the game started and we could talk about the game, and I had felt that way the final four games of 11 and the first game last year, where you could just like, okay, shut the door, let's just go do a game now, because the ancillary world, which we've had to deal with, is something where now finally you get back to doing something that's natural to you. You have to take a break. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right. Final segment, then Kevin's off. Well, he's been off all day. I mean, just kidding. It's an easy transition.
Went for the low-hanging fruit there.
Usually do what's usually the easiest. I mean, at my age, why jump?
It's a good point. That's a great point.
I'm excited for you because I know how much these 10 Friday nights mean to you. And I think it's when you hear somebody passionate about what they do, and it's so much fun to them. I mean, it's fun for you.
You've talked about this many times. We get paid for having fun, all right?
Yeah, yes, we do.
It almost feels not right.
We have a high school score page we want to direct everybody to, okay?
Yeah, if you go to WKOK.com, you'll be able to link up throughout the evening with our high school football page that will be updated constantly with scores from the games going on in the region, and it is mobile web friendly, so you'll be able to get it on your mobile phone really, really easily and be able to see it quickly. So you'll be updated all night, whether you're at a game or sitting at home listening to a game.
Yeah, so what's the drive going to be like for you?
Well, it's Labor Day weekend. I don't know, Ben. What was it like when you came in?
Boy, I'll tell you what. Somebody's giving free cheese out somewhere because they're all driving north.
I'm hoping I can get in the south lanes of 11 and 15 and make it across the bridge rather swiftly.
And, Steve, you're right. Your trip to New Jersey at a later hour this evening might be decent.
Yeah, I should have it pretty easy tonight, to be frank with you, as I go through. Because once you get going at that hour, traffic thins out dramatically. I know it said I should make it in 4 hours and 5 minutes. I'll bet I can make it 345, 350 because of the lack of traffic. Because those times are based on current traffic. That's one thing they do tell you in MapQuest. Based on current traffic, blah, blah, blah. So it may be able to knock off 15, 20 minutes only because of thinned out traffic, especially in New Jersey. Jack and I are really looking forward to it tomorrow. Oh, you know, anytime you get a chance to work together, we just both really enjoy it very, very much. There are a lot of things we'll be watching for tomorrow, not just the quarterbacks, but, you know, how's the line play handle it? What's the depth like? What's the conditioning like? Making sure they keep first line guys available. Special teams will be very important tomorrow because in a first game of any season, whether it's the NFL, college, or high school, you do special teams work, and, yeah, you fly down and then you break down, but you don't tackle anybody. Okay, nobody does. You don't do special teams live. I mean, there's a lot of live aspects to it, you know, where you are blocked, especially when, you know, the return team's out there, they're setting up blocking. But that first kickoff of the year is the first time a guy in the kickoff gets tackled.
That is the first thing that I talk about with Coach Todd Tilford tonight is the kickoff, because every time, the first game of the season, there's a special teams breakdown almost in every game.
Well, you can't practice it 100%. You can do thud, as Steve, you just talked about, but when the ball's kicked off, it's live on both sides.
You know, the other thing that I think everybody will be looking at, not only for tonight but also tomorrow, is with the temperatures and the heat indices being where they are, leg cramps are going to be a big, big problem. I saw it a lot of the games last night. I think you're going to see it a lot tonight, and no doubt tomorrow as well, Steve, with your game.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, that's where depth becomes an issue. But Penn State will travel 80 tomorrow. You're allowed to travel 70 in the Big Ten, but this game they'll be allowed to travel 80. They'll travel 80. And I would not doubt, except for the guys they intend to redshirt, I would not doubt if 60 of the 80 actually get into the game because of the factors you guys talked about. It's probably going to be about 84 degrees at kickoff tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's just the temperature. The heat index is going to be closer to 90.
And
right.
the adrenaline index will be about 110.
110, yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. They'll have AC and fruit in the booth, things like that. We're good. All right, so I'm glad you guys are concerned.
Yeah, I was going to say, make sure, Steve, you eat a lot of bananas tonight. You're going to need the potassium, all right? I don't want you cramping up in the middle of the broadcast.
Nah, I don't think that'll happen. Hey, guys.
Hammy, I got a hammy.
A lot of fun. Kevin, you will be terrific tonight. There is no better high school play-by-play announcer in this state, and I mean that.
Thank you, my friend.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury, and, of course, our friends at Sunbury Motors. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We will have a show Labor Day Monday from 3 to 5 here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.